When you grow up in a bicultural family, you tend to seek out any connections to one side or the other. There may be different Saturday morning cartoons or different types of food in rotation, but it's holidays that provide an entrance into a culture, if you know all the roles. For me, Thanksgiving was the quintessential American holiday. My Thanksgiving memories are not of gourmet meals. We had the sliced cranberry that jiggles, stuffing that comes from a box, a turkey nicknamed Tom every year, and as much mashed potatoes, recently peeled and cooked, not from a box, as I could stuff into my mouth before I sat down and then ate my weight in pumpkin pie and Cool Whip. Aside from the taters, those components never showed up again during the rest of the year. A few times we turned on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in the background, if we were on the right side of the planet to have it running during the day. When we would travel to visit my grandparents in Germany during the holidays, my Oma would call Thanksgiving Turkey Day. I mostly allowed the strange food we'd bring from the commissary hundreds of kilometers away. She would, however, insist on a better gravy. I'm an only child and the only niece, and I was the only grandchild. That was the scope of my roles in my small family. The idea of a kids' table mystified me until recently when my kids and my brother-in-law's kids were old enough to sit alone. We could finally sit and drink wine without a chubby arm knocking over a glass in a mad grab for taters. Some things may be hereditary. Over the years, my Thanksgiving role expanded to wife, mother, daughter-in-law, and white American at a Mexican table. I had to represent something that I only felt I dabbled in, something that might have pulled me closer to my American father, but made me an envoy for the novel experiences to my German family. I realized quickly that I might fill a similar role in my husband's family. The first time my father-in-law ever spoke to me, he asked, "Why do Americans eat so much sugar?" "You got me, dude. Tell me why you drench everything in salsa." That turns out is a trait that can be acquired. I won't lie about my dismay at some of the changes I saw at their table. They included local or family-requested additions. A huge order of seafood paella, pasta with red sauce, enough roasted jalapenos to clear any sinus issues, and to my horror, a duck instead of my beloved Tom the Turkey one year. I can't entirely blame them. They were only dabbling in the stereotypes of the holidays, too. This year, we'll have to find new roles at our house because the mere hour-long drive into El Paso, Texas is not worth the risk. The city is one of the worst infected by the coronavirus in the nation. And here in New Mexico, we're back to shutdown restrictions, with big box stores shutting down on Thursday and some hour-long lines at grocery stores where capacity is capped at just 75 people. I panic shopped this year's Tom a few days ago just in case, in the same store where I had my first COVID panic shopping experience, with lines just as long as they were back in March. This time, however, everyone knew their roles, standing at 6-foot distances, with masks and an inevitable resignation that a squabble between two distinct American cultures had changed what this holiday looks like for all of us. From my so-called millennial life, I'm Cassie McClure.